Think about the type of robot that might be handy for space travel. US researchers have been working on robotic skins. They're fabric or sheets embedded with sensors and mechanical controls, and they can transform almost any soft object into a machine. Ariel Bogle is our technology reporter here at RN. She's been having a look at this. Ariel, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
I've never seen or heard of robotic skins. What are they? What do they look like? What do they do?
Well, funnily enough, what they really remind me of is when you go to the doctor and get your blood pressure taken, you know how you put that cuff on your arm and it starts to squeeze in as you squeeze a little aerator? They kind of look like that to me. They're 2D sheets and they've got sensors embedded in them as well as a variety of mechanical controls, pneumatic mechanical controls that sort of work like a typical machine you might see with joints, and also shape memory alloy, which is a type of spring that when you put electrical current through it, it expands, and then when it cools, it contracts. So it has this really simple mechanisms for control. That's why it's so small and can be embedded in these material sheets. And you can attach them to almost anything the scientists have discovered. You can put them on, say, those little pool foam tubes that kids have at the pool, and turn that into a sort of inchworm. Yeah, so those long pool foam tubes.
Noodles, they're called.
Noodles, yes. Exactly, noodles. You can attach them to a noodle and sort of watch it inch along the ground like a snake.
And why are they useful in space?
Well, the scientist who has come up with this, Rebecca Bolitiglio, she described it to me as the inspiration was a NASA challenge. NASA wanted soft robotics for space, and what she was thinking was...
So they take up less space? Is that the idea, to get there?
So just imagine the robots that we are familiar with from the movies, or if you've seen one in use at a factory. They're sort of rigid, they're usually made of metal, they can only do one task. So if you need to take a whole bunch of those to space, they'd be heavy, number one, but they'd also just take up a lot of room on any spacecraft. So she was thinking, what could we do about this? Well, a robotic skin that is flat could be packed away in a cupboard somewhere and then taken out and put on any object and turn it into a robot would be a really good way to solve this problem.
I wonder what they could do though when they get there, like usefully.
Well, this is the initial stages of this research, of course. So this research was published today in Science Robotics, which is one of the quite prestigious robotics journals. And her idea is that this is really enabling robotic design on the fly. So, of course, if you have a robot built for one purpose, say picking fruit off a tree, it's going to be really good at that job. Robotic skins that can turn a pool noodle into a robot might not be quite as good at the task, but what they make up for in efficiency, they have flexibility. So this is really an exciting first step in this world of soft robotics.
A bit like sort of stem cells, but
robots. Incremental steps, of course, in science.
In some other news, Facebook in trouble again over its advertising policies. Earlier this year, Facebook was accused of allowing advertisers to exclude people of certain races and ages from seeing ads for housing and jobs. Now it's reportedly allowing employers to exclude women from being targeted by certain ad campaigns on the news feeds, like companies looking for new truck drivers or window installers, really?
That's right. So this report comes from ProPublica, which is an investigative journalism outlet in the United States. And they had this report a number of years ago that showed how people advertising homes for rent, apartments for rent, could exclude people of certain races. They found they were actually excluding people of African-American descent from seeing these ads. Likewise, they found that people targeting ads on Facebook could also discriminate based on age. So perhaps if it was a job for a coder, some sort of technology-related job, they were sort of making sure that older people couldn't see it. And now they've found this additional issue that ads can be excluded from people's news feed based on gender. So one example ProPublica found was Drive with Uber, which is the recruitment arm, of course, for Uber, the rideshare company. And it found that the ads for new drivers were targeted to only men in several US cities. And also ads that were targeted only at men from the Pennsylvania State Police, amongst other whole other range of businesses. And of course, these companies have said, we have a range of ways of recruiting people. Facebook ads is not our only way of getting new Uber drivers or new cops. And indeed, there are actually ads that were targeted only at women too. T-Mobile, which is a telco over in the States, and Boeing had ads that were targeted for new jobs only at women. So it's a really interesting and complicated space. And of course, the law comes into play too, because often in these jobs, it is illegal to discriminate as part of recruitment.
I was just going to ask that. Should advertisers be allowed to pick who can see their ads?
It's a very good question. I mean, if you've ever worked in advertising or followed advertising, of course, they want to target people for whom they think their ad will work. So if they're targeting quote-unquote mums, they might put an ad for a new washing machine in Women's Day, for example, just to be really stereotypical about it.
Extremely.
So, you know, there's always been ways that advertisers have tried to target certain demographics. But when it comes to ads for jobs and housing, really sensitive topics that should brook no sort of discrimination, I think there is a question here whether Facebook should be doubling down on scrutiny for the ads it allows on its platform when it comes to those sensitive topic areas.
Ariel, thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
friend. Ariel Bogle is our resident technology reporter here on RN.